Worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored and adored. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. So worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshiped, honored, and adored. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, you are truly worthy to be worshiped. You're worthy to be honored, and you're worthy to be adored as we come before your presence with singing this morning, as we come before your presence with praise, as we come before you, God, with thankfulness in our hearts, ready to bless your name. For you have woke us up this morning, and you allowed us to see a brand new day. Another day that the Lord has made, another day that we can rejoice and be glad in it, another day that we can walk in victory because you alone are our God. You are worthy, God. You are holy, God. You are righteous, God. And you're worthy of our glory. You're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy to be lifted up because you have been such a good God to us. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And God, you keep on being good to us. Lord, when we turn our backs on you, when we fall short of your glory, you remain the same, God. You remain that same loving God. You remain that same merciful God. You remain that same God who promised that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us, no matter how filthy we get, no matter how ugly we get, no matter how unseemly, Lord, we get. You're always right there, that if we would just acknowledge, God, that you alone are there and that you alone are our God and that you are the way and the truth and the light, Lord, you'll always be there to come to our rescue, to turn things around, to clean us up, Lord. Thank you, oh God, that you don't leave us in the state that we're in, Lord, but as your spirit convicts us, as your spirit pricks on us, Lord, when we're in that unseemly state, Lord, if we would just confess our sins, Lord, you're faithful, God. You're just to forgive us, Lord, and you will cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. You will throw our sins into a sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more. And we want to say thank you, God, for not throwing our shortcomings back in our face, Lord. But you instead, Lord, you pick us up. You turn us around, Lord, and you place our feet on solid ground. God, you are a rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of storm, a loving, a merciful, a forgiving, a great and awesome, a mighty God, and you're worthy to be praised, Lord. So holy are you, Lord God. You are worthy of the glory, and you're worthy of my honor, God. You're worthy of the best praise, Lord, from the fruit of my lips this morning, Lord, because if it had not been for you on my side, Lord, Lord, I would not be here today. If you did not wake me up this morning, Lord, and start me on my way, Lord, I would not be here right now. If you did not allow me to wake up this morning with the use of that activity in my limbs and in my right mind, God, I wouldn't be here praying right now. I wouldn't be here worshiping you right now. Lord, I would not be here, God, giving you the glory and the honor, but you, God, had plans for me today. Lord, you have a purpose for me today. And Lord, I want to fulfill your purpose, Lord. So lead me, God, through these paths of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Help me to walk through the valley of the shadow of death today, Lord. Yes, because I know that the enemy has formed weapons to stop me today. I know that the enemy has formed weapons to try to hinder me today. I have no doubt, God, that the enemy, Lord, has traps and snares, Lord, that he has set for your people so that we'll fall short of your glory. But if you lead me, God, I know that I'll make it, oh God, today, because you said that goodness and mercy will follow me, so I don't have to worry about what's behind me. I can continue to look ahead. And Paul said, I forget those things that are behind, my shortcomings, my falling short of your glory, God, my issues and my headaches and my heartaches, Lord. I leave those things behind, God, and I said, look ahead, because greater is ahead. Your glory is ahead. Your anointing, God, is ahead. Your presence is ahead, God. My future is ahead, God. God, everything, my breakthrough that you have for me, Lord, it's ahead. So I don't look behind, because greater is yet above, in front of me. Greater is yet in front of me. And God, eye has not seen it yet. Ear has not heard it yet. Lord, that means that my greater is ahead of me. And the Spirit tells me so today, that what you have in store for me, God, is ahead of me. So I look to the hills. I look to the God of my salvation. I look to the rock, oh God, this morning, to be my lead and to be my God and to be my direction, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I won't lean into my own understanding, but I acknowledge you, oh God, today, that I'm nothing without you, Lord. I acknowledge you, oh God, today, that I can't go anywhere without you. I acknowledge you, oh God, today, that I don't want to take any steps without you, because you are everything I need and more. You are my God. You are my protection, Lord. You're just like you were back in the Bible days, Lord, for the children of Israel, Lord. You are a covering, Lord, above us, oh God, as we are wandering and as we're walking through the land. And Lord, when it's nighttime, God, you are that present help in the time of trouble. Oh God, you give us and equip us with everything that we need, that we can be successful, that we'll be protected, oh God, and that we can be victorious for you. So who would complain about a God that's like you? A God that's merciful, a God that's kind, a God that hears my cries, a God that hears my pleas, and that I can lay all my petitions before you. I can cast all my cares to you, Lord, because you care for me. And so, Lord, I put petitions before you this morning. Not for me, Lord, because, Lord, I want to think on those things. Oh, God, think about the things of others rather than think about the things of myself, Lord. And, Lord, I'm concerned, oh, God, about the people in Houston, Lord, that you would come and to their rescue. Lord, I'm concerned about the people in Florida, Lord, that have been affected by Hurricane Irma. Lord, I pray that you would come to their rescue, Lord. I'm concerned about the water logging and the water damage that would be occurring as Irma still makes its way up, oh, God, throughout the United States. Lord, I'm concerned about America, Lord, because we've fallen short of your glory. We need you to come tomorrow and have your way and send a revival in the land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But I'm thankful, oh God, today, because I don't have to fret too long, because all of our lives are in your hand. And since you're in control, and since you're the mighty God, we don't have to fear, we don't have to worry, we don't have to be concerned, because you know what you're doing. So we ask, oh God, that you would come and heal the land. Your people are praying. We're calling out your name now. Holy are you, Lord. Jesus is our rock. God, you are our Savior. Lord, we can't make it without you, and we need you to show yourself mighty. We need you to show yourself strong on our behalf. Thank you, oh God, for all that you've done. And thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. This morning, Lord, we are content with whatever state that we find ourselves in. Lord, whether we have a low bank account, whether we have pain in our body, with our children at home acting right, Lord, whatever may be going on in our lives right now and in our lives on this day, Lord, we won't find ourselves complaining. Lord, because you have been so good to us, Lord, we know that you'll never fail. We know that your track record is sure. And so, Lord, we cast all of these cares upon you. We cast Houston and all those affected by Hurricane Harvey. We cast them before you. Lord, those that have been affected by Hurricane Irma, thank you for protecting my brother. Oh, God, Pastor Byron Stevenson, Lord, many of his family members, Lord, did not have power. And God, but he remained to have power, so he was able to be a source of peace and a source of comfort, Lord, as the family came to his house. Thank you for being a keeping God for my dear brother, Lord. But, Lord, those that were in the Florida Keys, Lord, were devastated, God, and those that were in, oh God, Puerto Rico and Barbuda, and God, and all of the other areas were devastated, Lord. So we pray that you would send in the relief, oh God, and send in, oh God, the hope, God, that they need to continue to hold on and continue to press on. Lord, we pray, God, for baby Noel, baby Bellanova. Lord, we pray for the Brown family during their time of bereavement. We pray, God, for the Lewis family during their time of bereavement. And, God, we pray for our revival that's upcoming. Thank you, God, that you are a merciful and kind God. Lord, help us before I go into our revival. Help us to understand, Lord, that you will never leave us or ever forsake us. Lord, if you brought us to a situation, Lord, you can bring us through it, Lord. And so we give all of those things away, Lord. For some reason, Lord, you keep telling me this morning that we're holding on to things, oh God, that's causing us to be weighed down. And if we're here complaining, if we're not satisfied with you in our lives, Lord, if we're not just happy in you because the world, the joy that you give us, God, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. So we should not be weighed down and cast down, Lord, by the cares of this world. For you said that you'll come and take our burdens and take our yokes upon you, God, because the one that you have to give us, it makes it light for us. And we can walk in victory. We can walk in power. We can walk in your anointing, God. So, God, come and free us, oh God, today from the shackles of this world and the cares of this world, Lord, that we may lay those things aside, oh God, and seek for the better part, Lord, today. Oh God, so help us to submit. Help us to surrender. Help us to give it all over to you, God. Oh, God, because the joy that you have for us, the peace that you have for us, Lord, it does not come from the world, but it comes from you. I pray for Lady Jane Cornick as she prepares to come and visit us tomorrow for our revival. I pray that you would grant her supernatural anointing and favor, Lord, beginning, God, today. God, I called on her name on Sunday, Lord. God, I didn't call out her name yesterday, Lord, but I want you to do a work in her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she may inspire our souls and encourage us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we fast today, Lord, we fast, oh God, for a revival to work, I mean, to build up and to be brought forth tomorrow, Thursday and Friday in Praise Center Church of God in Christ. Lord, let us come ready to have our cups filled with your goodness, Lord, to be cleaned out and to be filled, Lord. Oh, God, so come tomorrow and have your way in us today. Honor our sacrifice. Honor our commitment, Lord. Honor our submission, Lord, today, that you might get the glory out of us today. And, Lord, as we continue to press forward towards you, so that we can walk into our season of breakthrough and walk in our time of victory. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. Thank you, oh God, for what you are doing. And, Lord, we thank you even the more for what you're going to do in our lives. Thank you for being a mighty God. Thank you for being an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to complain. So, Lord, I tell you thank you. Thank you for my good times. Thank you for my bad times. God, thank you for the heartaches. Thank you for the joys, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that all things will work together for my good, because I love you and I'm called, Lord. Without a shadow of a doubt, God, I know that I love you and I'm called according to your purpose. So, Lord, it's going to work in my favor. I won't complain. So bless us, lead us, and guide us this day are our prayers. We thank you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.